Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for December 8th, 2025. So happy holidays to everybody, and there's only two more shows left. This will be a few things of note in this show and a holiday buying guide for the stocking stuffers and other great gifts for the holidays. So first up, let's get into that holiday buying. Just things that I really think would be great, either stocking stuffer or just mini gifts or anything for your holiday gatherings or just to play with family, friends, or to give to some of your loved ones. So let's start off with some small great games, or stocking stuffers, if you will. First up, Flip 7, and be sure you get the Grinch Edition, which is a Walmart exclusive. This is only going to be about $8 at Walmart. You may have to look around a little bit as the month goes on. You'll see like a peak of a bunch of them, because when I went looking for some of these to give as gifts, they weren't in some of the Walmarts, but my daughter down in Wilmington, North Carolina showed me that, sent me a picture that their Walmart down there had a bunch of them. So Flip 7, one of the best games of this year, just so much fun, and the Grinch Edition just gives it that much fun flair. Next up, Mountain Goats. So this is one that's kind of like Can't Stop, where it's just dice rolling and kind of going up a ladder, but in Mountain Goats, you're not really pushing your luck, per se. You're rolling the four dice, or six-sided dice, and then you're going up different kind of mountains anywhere. I believe it goes from 5 to 12, or 5 to 10 as you're going up the mountain. And if you get to the top, you're going to get some points, and then you're going to be able to kick some other people off the mountain if you do get to the top there, when somebody else is there. It's a ton of fun. I played this one with my family. It plays in about 20 minutes. It's perfect for your holiday gathering because it takes about 5 seconds to teach, and then you just get to playing. So great, great game. Next up, a little bit easier or a little bit harder to explain, but still not hard. This is a kind of another ladder climbing game. So I always talk about Scout in the past. What another great family gathering games, and a small one. You could probably find this one at Target or Walmart. But the one I want to talk about is Ruins. So this kind of takes Scout in a little bit of a different direction, where you still have that kind of playing a card and then everybody else has to go in sequence. And, you know, whether you play one card or a pair or a three of a kind, they have to beat you. However, in Ruins, John D. Clare brings in that kind of card crafting mentality to it that he loves. This is re-implementation of his old game, Custom Heroes, which is a little bit more complex, but another great game. This is still kind of the very, very light part of this game. And as you're playing the game, you'll be taking those transparencies and throwing them into the cards. Now, you won't be keeping them kind of like your Mystic Veil. However, they will be shuffled into the deck. You can kind of claim some of these, but you're going to be adding numbers to these cards and then making, you know, different numbers for the rest of the game. It is really cool. Plays in about 30 minutes, and it is easy to teach, easy to learn, and a ton of fun to play. And finally, in the smaller game one, Fight 5 from our friends over at Chip Theory Games. This is kind of like War. Well, it is not kind of like. It is War, but multiplayer War with a little bit of a twist and making it actually fun. I'm not really a big fan of War. There's not really a whole lot of decisions, but this has some decisions and is a lot of fun. 15 to 20 minute play time, 2 to 5 players, and it plays well at any of those player counts, especially, again, if you're at family gatherings and it is small enough to fit into kind of a stocking and stuff. But a great game, a ton of fun. I think you can get this for like $10 or $15 online, and it would make a perfect gift for the holidays. Next up, let's go into these cooperative style and or the family style games. Stick with the card games. The Lord of the Rings trick-taking game is a ton of fun. And since it is cooperative, it's going to be one of those really easy ones to kind of like teach each other and to play as you're playing it. It has that nice theme of Lord of the Rings with it, and it starts off easy and gets a little bit more difficult. So a great one, the Lord of the Rings trick-taking game. Sticking with Lord of the Rings, the Lord of the Rings Fate of the Fellowship. I mentioned this one earlier this year. This is great. This is kind of takes that pandemic style. And even though it looks like it's a grand, hard to teach game, it's not. It's pretty easy to learn. I mean, there's a little bit of bookkeeping, but one person just needs to know the game to play it, you know, to get everybody going, and then can kind of help run. Don't be the alpha player out there, though. Let people do their turns. But it is a lot of fun to play with friends and family. And this would be a great one to kind of play that, you know, that feeling of the Lord of the Rings gameplay. And then finally, this isn't necessarily co-op, but a ton of fun to play in the kind of the family weight game. This is Hot Streak. This one is a ton of fun, 30 to 40 minutes. If you kind of liked Ready, Set, Bet, but you wanted it to be even lighter and easier to play, that's what Hot Streak is. You're kind of betting on kind of mascots, running a race. You're kind of putting cards in there, making bets, influencing it a little bit, and just going to laugh your butt off as you watch how these things unfold. You can pretty much play this up to as many players you want. They say 2 to 9. I think that's just because of how much components are in the box. But again, easy to play, easy to learn, and it is a absolute blast to play at holidays. For those heavier gamers on your list, if you're just trying to find something for your heavier gamers, these are kind of three games that are all should probably be on the game of the year list for people, but these are three heavier games that you can give as gifts. Speakeasy, that is one of your typical Vital Lacerdas. It is great. It is all the rage right now. Speakeasy, Vital Lacerda, and I believe it's Eagle Griffin Games. If you know these type of games, you know they're long and you know they're deep and they're heavy, but they are amazing. 1 to 4 players, 2 to 3 hours, but it is a ton of fun. Another one that I absolutely love solo and I absolutely love playing, Shackleton Base, A Journey to the Moon. It's awesome. So check that one out. This one is by, I believe, Panasaurus put it out here. It's Fabio Lopiano and Nestor Mangione. Man, such great designers. And this game is a ton of fun and kind of easy to teach. Playing solo was a little bit of a slog just because I kept having to go back to rules because it's almost more of a slog than the regular game is just because of the way things interact with solo, but it is still a fun game to play. So anytime you can play these heavier ones solo, it's really good. And things like Speakeasy, which I mentioned earlier, Vital Lacerda, his solo versions are so good and so easy to play and take those 3 to 4 hour games and dilute it into an hour, easy to play. And also Galactic Cruise will be the last one here. This is from Kinson Key Games. Again, 1 to 4 players, plays in about 2 to 3 hours. And another one that has a really cool theme of obviously a galactic cruise in space. And it's a really fun one to play. I have not played this one solo, but this one is a absolute great game. This one by TK King, Dennis Norcutt, and Colin Thompson. Three absolutely great games that will probably be on everybody's Game of the Year list at the end of the year. Let's head into some news now. So first up is some Fantasy Flight announcements. They announced the releases for all their 2026 Marvel Champions. This is probably the last time I'll do that. So Marvel Champions released. It's very Defender year next year. We already talked about Wonder Man and Hercules being released next year, but adding to that list, other heroes for either standalone or in larger packs include Daredevil, Echo, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Elektra, and Iron Fist. And also, we'll see a scenario pack next year, the Shadowlands scenario pack, which will have Daredevil versus the Hand. Let's stick with Marvel. WizKids will be releasing more Marvel Remix. That'll be out in about April with Marvel Remix, the Cosmos, just adding some more cards and other things. I think it is going to be a standalone where you can use it just as standalone or mix it with Marvel Remix. But there'll be a lot of extras in there. They're going to have Fantastic Four, Guardians, Captain Marvel, Silver Surfer, Doctor Strange, Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk, and all sorts of other things. If you remember, so this is based on or kind of the reskin of Fantasy Realms. Now, that is a really cool game, a really cool drafting game. And what you're doing is you're kind of optimizing your hand based on scoring on all of the cards. And you're kind of placing cards down, getting cards in your hand. And depending on, you're playing up to a certain amount of cards that are in kind of the discard pile in the middle. It's a lot of fun, pretty easy to play. The scoring is a lot easier in Fantasy Realms. I don't know if there's an app yet for Marvel Remix, but Fantasy Realms was good because you can just kind of type in the cards that you have into the app and it tells you what your score is. Not necessarily all that hard, but it just definitely helps to have that in there. But these games are great, and it's only going to be about $20 for the Remix, the Cosmos. And finally here, more expansion quick news. Leader Games is going to have two small expansions for Root. This is seemingly things you'll run into or are going to be running to grab at Gen Con because it's going to be out in August. You're going to have the Squires and Disciples deck, which is going to replace some of that deck in the base game. That's only going to be $10. The Homeland Hireling pack, that'll be out at the same time for $20. That's going to be three new hirelings. You're going to have the River Roamers, Sunny Advocates, and Prosperous Farmer. And they're going to have double-sided cards as usual and new meeples for them. Real good stuff. Root is a great game. Not necessarily my cup of tea, but I know it's a great game and people love it. It's just okay to me. But, everybody's taste is a little bit different. Let's head on over to crowdfunding. So first up, on Kickstarter. Again, not something that's going to be my thing, but it's going to be a should be a lot of people's cup of tea. The Mystery Science Theater, $3,000 a game. It's got about 2.5 weeks to go. You've got Movie Sign. Play as iconic crew of Satellite of Love in this riff-tastic party game. So it's going to be more of a kind of a party game. It's only $50, so not really, breaking the bank there. You've got a little bit more in the deluxe version for $85. So if you're a big fan of MST3K, you might want to get in on this one. Plenty of time left. Next up, Queen is going to release these smaller versions of Karoom and Crokinole. So they've got Karoom to go and Crokinole to go. This has got about another week to go. It is funded. You can get in either one of these for $35, or you can get both of them for $70. Actually, I'm sorry, Crokinole is $40 to go and $35 for Karoom, but you can get them both for $70. These are a lot of fun. I mean, if you don't have a big Crokinole board, which I really want to get one, a really nice big one. I saw a Flash one time and a Green Lantern one. Man, I would love to have the Green Lantern Crokinole board. It would be awesome to have. But anyway, this is a cool way to bring this kind of travel version and to have your very own Crokinole and Karoom sets. So check that one out. It should be released pretty quickly I think it's next summer, which this one will be released. And finally, in Kickstarter, I mentioned Vital Lacerda Big Games. This is another Vital. This is The Great Library by Vital Lacerda. You'll know exactly what you're getting if you're a fan of games and you know Vital Lacerda. This is a big, honking, crazy, heavy Euro. Oh, eat it up. Loves eating up these Euros by Vital Lacerda. This is well funded, about 2 weeks to go. You can get in on this one for about $120. Now, the thing is, these are huge, additions. Like, these are big boxes and really good prints. That's why it's so expensive. I've never had anybody tell me they were disappointed when they got these kind of expanded editions or these great editions from Kickstarter by Eagle Griffin, because they do such a good job at putting out these big editions. So definitely check that one out if you're a big fan, if you've got the coin for it. Let's head on over to GameFound. First up, Iridia, The Paths We May Tread. I've been talking about this one a lot, that the second printing is out. This has only got a couple of days to go. It's one of my favorite games of the year. This might be the game of the year for me. I'm going to have to look at the list, but this is kind of your Gloomhaven-esque type game with some great narrative, a lot of good gameplay, and just a lot of fun. You're going to want to get this one. This is on from Far Off Games. You can get in this one for $2.59 because it's a big box with a little bit of extras in there as well. Three of the four of these game founds are very expensive, but they all look great, and I would love to check these out. The next up is The Witcher Legacy by Go On Board. This is exactly what you think. It is 4 million and climbing, and it's got about a week and a half to go. So this takes your kind of the regular Witcher game, the adventure game, and brings it into more of a co-op legacy style game. It looks absolutely amazing. Some great sculpts, some great gameplay, and a lot extras, great extras in there. You can get in for 175 euros. Man, I would love to have this one, but it is very pricey. So hopefully I'll get one eventually, but it looks great. And it's gameplay. I mean, The Witcher is a lot of fun to play that base game. And it just takes a little bit as the adventure game, but to bring this into a legacy style game with some co-op, man, it looks great. And I think I would absolutely love this. The next one, I'll stay with the other big one by Awakened Realms. This is Dragon Eclipse, The Grand Quest. Again, about 2.5 weeks to go and well funded, almost 1 million euros. This one, I think I've kind of mentioned Dragon Eclipse is kind of one that I've missed, but I've heard a lot of great things about it. I really want to play this one pretty bad. This is 155 euros to get on board. They call this one a collectible adventure games. It says the game's fascinating adventure journal will take you from one epic combat to another. With a fearless Mistling at your side, you enter the arena and become master tactician in fierce battles against in-game enemies and or other players. Man, it looks very, very cool. I really would love to try this one and see. Go to the Discord, the Major Spoiler Discord. Let me know if anybody out there has played this one, because I really want to hear how this one is. And, it has a little bit of extras in there with the Grand Quest. And finally this week, this is a smaller game. This is what they call the solo game of the month on, I guess they kind of listed that on GameFound. This is Radiance by Gabe Barrett. I love solo deck building games. This one's got about 2 weeks to go. It's only about $70. Maybe just something. I just bought the Mystic Veil expansion, Mystic Lands or whatever it was. So I'm not sure I'd get in this one, but I'm going to probably grab this once it does release into wide release, because I love deck building. I love solo, and this looks like a really cool solo deck building adventure. It says become luminary, embark on an epic quest to defeat the shade and protect the last of the bright cities, upgrade your deck, learn new skills, master the elements, and discover explosive combos as you explore and fight your way through this highly modular and endlessly replayable adventure game. I don't know about endlessly, but it's going to be replayable. Anyway, looks great. Right up my alley. Looks like a lot of fun and has some good depth to it. Again, about $70 to get in this one. I really want to check this one out. I'll have to wait till it does get some, you know, regular release, but it looks great. That is Radiance. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, go ahead and shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter, or you can check the Geek All-Stars on Instagram, or just go ahead and go to the Major Spoilers Discord in either the Tabletop Gaming or the Munchkin Land channel and let us know what you see out there. Please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew, and also check out my show, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I'm Dan Nana, Board Game Man, and I'll be back in a couple weeks, probably going to give you my Games of the Year next episode as we wrap up the show. And we're going to, it should be a lot of fun because there's a lot of really good games. Maybe I'll have a couple of different lists. Maybe your light games and your regular games. Anyway, we'll see everyone in a couple of weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2025 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.